Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the H1FY26 conference call of Viraj Transco Limited, hosted by PhillipCapital India PCG. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there'll be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sri Surya from PhillipCapital PCG. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Tisha. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the H1FY26 earnings con call of Viraj Transco Limited. Today, from the management, we have Mr. Nilesh J. Patel, Chairman and Managing Director of Viraj Transco. Before we pass on to Mr. Nilesh J., a small word from my counterpart, Akhilesh. Over to you, Akhilesh.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Akhilesh Gandhi, and we at Stellar Investor Relations manage investor relations for Viraj Transco. As Surya rightly welcomed you, I would also like to welcome you all for the Viraj Transco Limited's H1FY26 earnings conference call, which is hosted by PhillipCapital. I would like to thank Sri Surya and PhillipCapital for hosting this call. Today, we will be sharing the key operating and financial highlights for the first half ended September 30, 2025. We are pleased to have with us today the management of Viraj Transco Limited, Mr. Nilesh J. Patel. He's the Chairman and the Managing Director of the company. Before we begin, I would like to mention that some of the statements made may be forward-looking in nature. These are based on the company's current beliefs, assumptions, and expectations. They are not guarantees of the future performance and involve certain risks and uncertainties. The company does not undertake any obligation to update these forward-looking statements to reflect any future events or developments. The financial results and the investor presentation have already been uploaded on the stock exchanges. Hope you would have seen. With that, I now invite Mr. Nilesh J. Patel to share his opening remarks on the company's performance for H1FY26. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. Myself, Nilesh Patel, would like to warmly welcome all of you to today's earnings call. Thank you for your continued interest and support. I also want to thank PhillipCapital PCG and Sri Surya for hosting this call. Today, we will be discussing the key operational and financial highlights for the six-month period ended September 30, 2025. As you are aware, we at Viraj Transco Limited are a leading manufacturer and supplier of power transmission and distribution components, primarily serving transformer and other power equipment manufactured in India and internationally. We were operating from two plants located in Vadodara, Gujarat, with 12,000 metric tons per capacity, metric tons per annum capacity, which was being utilized to the full. We carried out an IPO in May 2024 to raise the funds for major expansions to set up a new plant to add 24,000 metric tons per annum to our capacity. We are happy to share that the first phase of the commercial production at our new plant for CRGO laminations and nanocrystalline cores began on July 25, 2025. Further, in line with our vision to become a one-stop shop for all components and ancillaries of transformers, we have ventured into radiator manufacturing as well. The start of the radiator production was slightly delayed due to the power connection issues, but we are pleased to inform you that it has been resolved and the radiator plant has now commenced, and trial production is underway. We can now say that we now operate from three ISO 9001, 2015 certified manufacturing facilities located in Paur near Vadodara, Gujarat, with a total production capacity of 36,000 metric tons per annum of CRGO lamination and 7,200 metric tons per annum for radiators. With these, our product range now includes CRGO lamination, transformer and amorphous cores, nanocrystalline cores, and radiators, all designed to enhance the efficiency and reliability of transformers. We continue to upgrade our technology and improve quality to deliver dependable high-performance products for our customers in India and overseas. Further, as a part of our strategy to broaden our product portfolio and move into higher-value electrical components, we are now expanding into manufacturing of PICC and CTC copper conductors. These marks a significant step in strengthening our presence across the transformer value chain and aligning with the growing demand for energy-efficient power systems. New facility will be located within the Unit 3 premises and will have an installed capacity of 1,500 MT-1,800 MT per annum in phase one. The estimated capital expenditure of rupees 25 crore-30 crore will be financed through a combination of internal accruals and term loans. Installations are expected to be completed by end of March 2026, and after trial runs, the commercial production is expected by May 2026. We also plan to expand the facility to include busbar and switch with higher production capacities in the second phase. The new venture complements our existing product line in CRGO lamination, radiators, and nanocrystalline cores, positioning us a more integrated supplier to the transformer and electrical equipment industries. It will primarily cater to transformer OEMs, EPC contractors, and electrical equipment manufacturers, enhancing our market reach and customer engagement. Before we move to discuss on financial performance, let me take you through the industry's dynamics. We continue to see noticeable volatility in CRGO prices, mainly driven by changes in global steel market and
Akhilesh, Nilesh, sir, we can't hear you.
Sorry. So, we continue noticeable volatility. Now it's coming?
Yes, sir, now it's coming.
So we continue to see noticeable volatility in CRGO prices, mainly driven by changes in global steel market and Indian political scenario. The recent opening of a BIS of Chinese mill into the Indian market has brought a major shift, helping reduce import dependency and improve local availability while intensifying price competition amongst domestic players, which is putting some pressure on margins. Over the past few months, CRGO prices have declined by nearly 15%-20% from their previous highs, reflecting the impact of increased supply and market adjustments. At the same time, demand from transformer manufacturers remains strong, supported by the continued expansion of power transmission and distribution network across the country. The government focus on renewable energy integration, grid modernization, and the replacement of aging transformer fleets is further driving production growth. The sector is also benefiting from the steady rollout of large solar and wind projects. With more than 21 gigawatts of new solar capacity added in the first half of financial year 26. This growth is translating into consistent order inflows from utilities and EPC players who are ramping up procurement for upcoming transmission and corridor, green energy projects, and substation upgrades. With rising industrial power consumption, ongoing rural electrification, and strong investment from both public and private sectors, CRGO demand is expected to remain firm over the medium to long term. With robust demand, we remain confident for achieving our targeting volume growth of 30%-40% going into the next half of the year, which will be translated to a 35%-40% growth in revenue. Despite the falling CRGO price and with our specialized skills in inventory management and marketing strategy, we remain confident of fairly maintaining our margins as well. Thank you. Our investor presentation has already been uploaded on NSC website post our results meeting yesterday. So let me just quickly walk you through the key financial highlights for the period. First off, revenue from operations to rupees 229 crores, reflecting a 41% year-over-year increase. EBITDA, excluding other income, was 31 crores, up 74% year-on-year with an EBITDA margin of 13.6%. Profit after tax to rupees 24 crores, up 74% year-on-year with a PAT margin of 10.7%. Additionally, we remain net debt-free, maintaining a healthy and conservative balance sheet structure. And going forward with our enhanced production capabilities, diversified product portfolio, and a more resilient supplier network, Vilas Transport is well positioned to meet rising demand in both domestic and international markets, expand into adjacent and high-value product segments, strengthen supply chain continuity, drive sustainable and profitable and scalable growth. Looking ahead, we remain focused on innovation in product and process, widening our market presence, enhancing operational efficiency, and ultimately delivering a long-term value to all stakeholders. With that, I conclude my opening remarks. Thank you once again for your time, trust, and continued support. Moderator, you may now open the floor for questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Garvit Goyal from Nvest Analyticals Advisory. Please go ahead.
Hi, I'm audible.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, sir, and congrats for recent execution. Just want to understand more on the CRGO conditions or environment right now. Although the prices have fallen significantly in the recent times, so what's your take on right now? Are you seeing the prices to be bottomed out from here, or what is the story from here likely to be? So that's my first question.
So at present, it seems to be a stable. In future, I'm not aware, but at present, it seems that it's not bottomed down, but maybe 5% or 10% more declination can come, and that will be the bottom line.
Understood. And secondly, on our bottom line, we did around 24 CR of impact in first half. So I just want to understand more, like I agree that the CRGO prices are falling, so revenue projections can be here and there. But on the bottom line perspective, do you expect like H2 will be better than H1 in the terms of bottom line, like we did in last year?
Most probably it will be, because now our two more products, Nanocrystalline and Radiator, also will be coming in picture. So we expect that has to be better.
Understood.
In terms of CRGO, we are well placed. We read the market very well in first half, and for second half, our preparation is in such a way that it won't be affect to us, and maybe we will be the better, we'll be in better position.
Got it. And lastly, on the this copper entry, what can be the peak revenue that we are targeting right now with the initial capex that we have announced?
Sir, that all depends on the prices of the copper, but at present value, it will be around 150 to 200, anywhere between 150 to 200 crores. And this is a pilot batch project. That particular line what in which we are entering has a very big, vast field for the future. So we did it on the pilot basis, and once there we will achieve that, we will be okay with the product facility expansion, and then we will take the next phase of expansion.
Got it. And so you, in the PPT, you have mentioned four customers for transformers, right? So can you share like who is the biggest one for us, and who is the second one, third one, like that?
Sir, the biggest one is a Voltem transformer at present. Second and third, like Electrotherm and Atlas transformer. Not the Atlas transformer is not the third one, but the biggest customer is Voltem transformer, then the Silchar transformers, then maybe one or two more. At present, I can tell you the first number customer is Voltem transformer.
So are you seeing any kind of slowdown in the demand? Because I think Silchar is more towards export-oriented, and maybe they are doing export to US as well. So maybe affected by the tariff thing right now. So are you seeing any kind of slowdown there?
Sir, I don't see any slowdown in transformer industries. In fact, after 6 months, there will be again a shortage of transformers. Because the way the big players in India are coming up with the requirement of the transformers, at present, lots of people are searching the new vendors because the existing transformer manufacturers are not able to give them the transformers.
No, I'm not speaking about India, sir. I'm particularly speaking about the export part. That too, essentially to the US. Maybe because of tariffs, you are saying like.
As far as Silchar is concerned, if you just see his balance sheet and you can check it out. I don't think there is a drop in the requirement. They are continuously sending us the requirement. We are doing the business, and there is no drop down in the requirement or not. Export transformers laminations requirement or something.
Got it.
Transformer value in India and transformer value in USA has a very, very big difference. So 30-40% in tariff does not make USA competitive in particularly field of transformer.
Got it, sir. I think that's it from my side, sir, and all the best for the second half. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Naman Parmar from Niveshaay Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. And congratulations on a great set of numbers. So,
yeah,
firstly, I want to understand on the copper products. So, as you mentioned, the 150-200 crore revenue potential from the current prices, right? But how is the margin profile for the PICC products and bus bar that you are going to add in the coming future?
So the main product is a CTC conductor, continuous transpose conductor, and the alternate product with that is the PICC. So CTC conductor has a margin of say around 5-6%, and the PICC conductor is having around 3-4%. And the copper is a very high item. So this is what we have ordered, the minimum numbers of the machine, and we are targeting around 150-200 CR. Once this product and everything can set up, copper has lots of product in which we can go into for the switch gear, transformers, generator, motors. So this is what we have started to growth in terms of the volumes and numbers.
And what about the bus bar? It will be adding in this facility only, no?
No, it's in the second phase.
Okay, and what will be the margin for that?
See, all copper products, whoever is operating, copper products runs around anywhere between 3-7%.
Understood.
You can take that turnover to the thousands of copper. That's the main important thing.
Okay, understood. Secondly, on what's the update on the approval from PGCL? Is any approval we have got for the 220 kV?
Going on, that process is going on. Might be in March, we will be able to get that.
Okay, by March, yes. And lastly, on the currently we are holding inventory at what price for the CRGO mainly?
So that all inventories price are different. We cannot say that we are holding inventory on this price. It's a great
Okay, all will be the average. Yeah, understood. Okay. And lastly, currently, on the export side, how much was the export in the first half?
So, export is around our turnovers around 1.5-2% only. At present in export, there's been a lot of competitions is going on. China is rolling over all over the export market, and we don't see any benefit doing in exports compared to Indian market.
So you will be focusing on domestic only?
Yeah. Once the radiator unit will be start, we are doing exports more in radiator and this nanocrystalline course.
Understood. Okay. Thank you so much, Fawn.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Vansh Handa from Invest Analytical Advisory. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So, sir, my first question is on the copper conductor side. Although you think that margins are lower than our existing business, but ROC will be higher because of the high asset turns. Is that understanding correct?
Yes.
Okay. And, sir, my second question is, as you are saying, H2 will be better than H1. So, can we expect that will be in the same ratio as FY25?
It will be better in terms of numbers. We are going to sell the more quantity than the H1. That's the first thing. Second thing, at present, what market we have read, at present, whatever the situations we are into about the CRGO procurement and our future contracts, we see that it will be the better.
Sir, on the I'm specifically asking on the PAT side, like PAT will be in the same ratio that we have last year, H2 will be better than like almost 60% for the whole year PAT?
It may be near to H1, plus minus the
Okay.
very minimum margin. I cannot commit you right now that it will be better, but what I can see is that we are in a good position to tackle the H2. That's what I can tell you.
Okay. And sir, one last question is that, going ahead, how do you see that competitive intensity building up, specifically on our core business? And how do you see growth outlook for FY 2027?
Ma'am, as far as growth is there, it won't come by jumping the things. It will come slowly. What we have done in first 6 months, we are still not at the target what we wanted to reach. See, we wanted to go to 12,000 metric ton, but we are at 9,000 metric ton for the first half. So there are two ways of growth. Once you do blindly with the compromising the margin, and you go steadily, slowly with the keeping intact, and that is what the policy we are going to do. And I don't see any kind of problem for the next year also. It's all about how you are placing yourself with the procurement and with the market study.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Hardik Gandhi from HPMG Shares and Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Yeah. Congratulations on a good set of numbers, sir.
Yeah.
Just wanted to know two things. First is, what will be our future debt looking like? Right now we are debt-free, so given that we are doing small CapEx right now, and we plan to exceed that, so just wanted to know what will be the number.
We are just going to take the term loan of around 15 crore-20 crore, anywhere between 15 crore-20 crore for these copper machineries. Once it will come, and that will be the maximum debt we are going to take.
Understood.
Other than that, there is no plan to take any kind of debt.
Okay, okay. And for this copper, when are we planning to ramp it up? Because in March we'll start, so then we'll have some sampling. And when will it start reflecting revenue?
It will be starting from May 2026.
So sizable revenue will be starting in May. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And just if this plan goes as per our expectations, so when we put our phase two, right, so do we have the space in the new
No.
In the new plant?
Phase two will be the totally new expansion with the land, building, and infra.
Okay, okay. And just to know something on the
When we will do the phase two expansion, that will be a lot futuristic, with lots of other products incorporated for the next 4-5 years, 10 years vision. So this is the first baby step towards the copper products.
Okay. And just to know more on that, who are the competitive, like, how is the competitive landscape looking in that field right now? Who all are making those things? Is it an import substitute? Can you just
Yeah. So this particular product, what we are making, is made by APAR Conductors, then Astra.
Okay.
Then Rational Engineers. These are the three major players, and there are some small players like Vidya Wires in Vidyanagar.
Okay.
Then there's one in Jaipur, one in Hyderabad.
So,
And this is right now under the short supply. And in future also, looking to EC guideline, they are going to make the compulsion to use the CTC conductor above certain rating of transformer to reduce the losses of the transformer. And looking to that, we have entered into this situation that in future, the high transmission line will be taking place. So more and more high voltage transformers will be coming, and in high voltage transformer, this CTC conductor it has to be used.
Understood, sir. So, but is there any major barrier to entry when it comes to CTC conductors? Because we are going from a CRGO steel product to a copper product. So, for others to also put up capacities and tap into the market, so is there a particular barrier?
No. Let me tell you, in any industries, if someone wants to enter, even if there is a barrier, they can take the time, break the barrier and enter. In copper, at present, creating the trust with the quality is the barrier. So we are taking all those cares, and we are putting up the plant, and we are confident that we will enter. Like radiator also new for us, copper is new for us, and we are pretty confident that we will be entering into that market and doing, and we'll do the very good job, and we'll start.
Understood, sir. And since you mentioned the radiator, as we last spoke, there was a short supply of radiator in the market, and we were planning to cater to the demand. So I think radiator is a better margin product. So again, this is the phase one of that. So what, again, when will the revenue start reflecting for the same? And
that revenue will be reflected from the December, January, February and March. So it will be start slowly from the December.
Okay. And are we planning any phase two in that also once we see a good demand building up and reputation?
In radiator, we have kept the space in a way that once we will be utilizing one line of production, there is just a, for that, we don't have to go for to find the space. We have to just add up the machinery. Second line. That we will do once the first phase line will be totally occupied.
So we have space for one more line, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. That's it from my end. All the best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take our next participant, a request to all the participants, please restrict yourself to two questions only. If you have a follow-up question, please rejoin the queue. The next question comes from the line of Shrey Gandhi from CR Kothari Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on a good set of numbers. My question is regarding the demand supply scenario CRGO. Is there any demand supply mismatch and hence the pricing pressure which we are seeing currently?
At present, as far as our raw material is concerned, there is no constraint to get the raw material, and raw material is available whatever we are required from Indian market as well as overseas market.
So is there any kind of dumping from major countries like China or Korea for raw materials?
No, there is no such kind of dumping because their prices are also at par to the Indian market price. They are not quoting a very, very low price.
Okay, and my second question is regarding the amorphous and nanocrystalline demands. Like, how is the demand shaping up for these two products?
Nanocrystalline has a huge demand always, but in India, that technology is coming slowly by slowly. In international market, there is a demand for that. For that, we have to set up a lots of product criteria in our company and technicality in our company. So slowly, slowly, we are doing it. We have developed one or two products which we have started supplying to the market. The moment, and from the very first commentary, I say that it is a very, very highly technical product. So it takes time to reach to its peak level. But we are on track, and in this year, we will sell a good amount of nanocrystalline cores and radiators. Amorphous core we have started, we have seen the so numbers in our presentation. It is also again the last year we start that products. So that is also slowly ramping up.
Okay, so any guidance for revenue number for amorphous and nanocrystalline for 26 and 27?
So That product, as I told you very first, that it is a technical product, so it's slowly, slowly it is ramping. Once the product gets set and then we get the, then we fetch particular that set of market, and slowly we starting supplying them the samples and then bulk orders and all those things. For this, from the very first day, we don't forecast any kind of revenue. We are on it because that's a highly profitable item which we have to increase fast. We are on it.
Okay. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Prolin Nandu from Edelweiss Public Alternatives. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, Nilesh bhai. Congratulations on great set of numbers given the volatility in CRGO prices. My first question is around that, right? That you know, despite a 15, well, you know, some correction in CRGO prices, how have we been able to, you know, maintain the margin, right? Is it like we purchase the CRGO inventory just in time so that we and do we have some contract with our customers which are more, you know, back-to-back basis in terms of cost? Can you just help us understand, you know, that how are we able to maintain, and do we think that we'll be able to another 10%-15% correction maybe that you are expecting or, you know, somewhat some correction, we'll be able to, you know, manage or maintain our margins going forward as well?
Sir, when the Indian government has decided to open Chinese government's BIS, this things was supposed to be happen. That was that we were forecasted in April, and then onwards we controlling our inventory in such a way that it doesn't hamper to us. That is what we did. Right now also we know that it is going to be happen 10% change in the market price in next 6 months. We are managing our inventory as in that way. Whatever the long-term contract is there, we procure that material also in a stage-wise, and at present whatever the orders will be coming to us, and we are managing our inventory by way of import, by way of local purchase. When we import, we know that after 2 months this could be the price. If we get at that price, then only we import the material.
Okay, understood, sir. You mentioned, you know, there were some delays and you lost out on 3,000 metric or tons, right? We were expecting 12K, we only did 9K. Do you think in the second half we'll be able to cover that 3K production and we'll end up almost, you know, utilizing the entire capacity? Is that possible?
See, when the price goes down, and if I make you the target that I have to reach to this level in a falling market, then you will not like my bottom numbers. We have to be very much cautious when prices are going down. We have to increase our quantity. We will increase our quantity definitely, but we will not run blindly that we have to cover this 3,000 metric ton and compromise with our profitability and everything. My lots of peer goes to the my customers and says that give us the order, whatever the price, we are listed and we have to do the quantum. That's what we don't follow.
That's good to know, sir. One last question on this copper venturing into the CDC conductor, CTC conductor. Now, if I understand this copper business right, one is that it's a business of scale, right? Where procuring at a large scale typically helps. Also given that these are so thin margins, right, versus your other business, right? Working capital, managing working capital also becomes important, right? While you alluded to the fact that the phase two you have, you know, very big plans, but in initial days, right, how do we, you know, ensure that at our very small scale we manage procurement and also working capital, right, given the fact that, you know, our product would be slightly new. Also, you know, you said that the way we have done in radiator, I remember you telling us, you know, sharing with us that how your radiator capacity is, you know, one of the best in class, so to say. Is the same template, do we expect it to, you know, you are expected to follow in the copper business as well?
See, your first question about the working capital. In copper business, we work on advance as well as against delivery payment. So our copper rod available from 80 or 90 kilometers from our place, Dahej. So I don't think that we have to keep very big inventory for the copper supply we are doing for CRGO. As well as when we sell the copper, we pay before delivery payment or against delivery payment. So maintaining these 150 tons per month, I don't think it will give us the trouble. First thing. Second thing, as you said, the plant. We selected the machinery which is right now one or two company has ordered right now a high grade machinery. That is what we selected from the very first day. So we are doing our best. We procured a very good set of machinery. Our people are going to China by tomorrow for the midway inspection of the machinery. So these all things is happening. As far as order is concerned, in this region, there is a lot of order. And the CTC conductor, it will take time. Why we say that it will take 3 to 4 months to set? Because it's again, CTC conductor is highly technical item, whereas PICC conductor is not the technical item. So the moment machinery will come, we will start the PICC conductor. We'll start selling it and CTC conductor will take 2 to 3 months time to get set. So these all things will take place and we'll be in market to sell the material by May or June 2026.
Okay, Nilesh bhai, that's it from my side. All the very best. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Yash Kothari from CRK Research. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. First of all, congratulations on a great set of results.
Yeah, thank you.
Sir, I wanted to understand how, basically I wanted to know a bit about how the supply chain works, like what is the lead time and if there is any sort of price contract and if there is, how do you hedge, you know, the pricing risk in the raw material?
So, pricing risk in raw material cannot be hedged. We make our policy from the very first day, I say. If we are booking 100 kg of material, we have a forward contract of 30 to 40 kg. We sell 30 to 40 kg on the spot basis. This is how we work from the very first day. And again, that spot selling 30 to 40 kg of material, we manipulate with our inventory plus and minus, looking to the market scenario, which is going to become for the next 2 months, 3 months or 4 months. Like if I say today that the market is going to be down for next 10% around in 6 months, I'll not keep my inventory which is open. I keep on buying the material, I keep on booking the material orders and then I book the material kind of things. We do more at this present time. And even if we buy the forward material in import, we buy at the lower rate from the present market price. And that is how we come to know that the price maybe go down in next 2 months or 3 months or 4 months.
Okay. And sir, wanted to know about, so there are some major transformer players that are facing some sort of a slowdown. So is there any slowdown in order intake from our side?
So I don't know what which transformer manufacturer you are talking about. None of my customer seeing that slowdown. If you are talking about slowdown in last 4 months, then in a rainy season always, big power transformer movement gets restricted and their inventory gets blocked and their sales goes down, which gets ramp up in this last 6 months after rain gets stopped. Otherwise,
okay,
all the transformers are very good order book and lots of inquiry we are receiving.
I will check into that. So also for the third CAPEX requirement that we are thinking and the funding plans for the phase two, so what are the kind of CAPEX requirements or funding plans we need for the phase two of copper products? Is there any sort of understanding in that area right now?
So we will, first we are working on our phase one. Meanwhile, we are working on the paperwork of the phase two. We are selecting the product. We are doing market research on that, R&D on that. Once that all will be done, we will come out with the project. At present, there is no point disclosing all those things unless and until we have a 100% and foolproof data with us.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And yeah.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Disha from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Thanks for the opportunity. Hopefully, I'm audible, sir.
Yeah, you are audible, Disha.
Yeah. So can you just tell me how much CapEx have we done for the plant that we've just commissioned in July?
At present, almost 80 crores has been invested. 15 crores is yet to be invested, and that investment is just the final full and final payments of the all contractors, civil and all those is pending. So once they get finished everything, slowly, slowly we are going to pay them that 10%. That's how it is. So almost full CapEx has been done, what has been planned. All machineries has been received. Now the last touch-ups and final things is going to be pending.
All right. That is worth 15 crores. That's just 15 crores.
Around 13 crores, 12 or 13 crores.
All right. And so what is the utilization we see for this unit, for this year and for FY 27?
So we are actually late in due to the power and all those things. So actual utilization is getting started from this month in lamination, and the transformer radiator will be started from the December. Nanocrystalline, of course, already established, but Chinese people is yet to come. So they are coming in December 10th or somewhere to set up the other machines. One product we have already started and started selling. Another product, the machineries has came, and they are about to come in December. So mainly next financial year, we'll be able to utilize full capacity of the entire plant. At present, we might have been used around 10-15% of the capacity.
10-15% currently. So will like around like year end can be?
If you say entire year capacity,
Yes.
till we have utilized around 25-30% of entire year's capacity.
All right. And so for the copper cable segment, you said the peak revenue is 150-200 crore that we're targeting. So when are we expecting to reach that peak? So what's the timeline?
That is, again, I say it's a technical product. So we are starting. See, there has to be the two things. One is the demand and another is the production. Production with technicality. So the product what we are starting, the demand is there. So we have to set up our technicality with the production. So once our perfect product will be there, we'll be able to sell to the customer, and customer will not give us the order from the very first day. They will give us the trial order. Once the trial order is okay, they will make the transformer. Once the transformer is okay, then they will give us the slowly order. So it will take somewhere around next financial year and last quarter, we'll be able to reach to the peak of that.
So FY 27, you're saying last quarter?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. That'll be from my side.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Krupa Desai from Electrum Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Congratulations on good set of numbers. My question was that once we start the conductor business from May, so do we expect a margin dip, or does the better margin radiator business would keep the margins at current level for next year?
Most probably, yes.
At current level?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that was my question.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Megha from Nishil Group. Please go ahead. Miss Megha, please unmute your line and go ahead. Since there's no response from the line of Miss Megha, we'll move on to our next participant. The next question comes from the line of Dipankar from CCVIM. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Am I audible?
Yes.
So do we have the business segregation for CRGO, Predator, and a crystalline?
Sorry, the first sentence was not audible. Can you repeat your question?
Do we have the revenue segregation for CRGO and radiators and in the crystalline segment?
At present, the majority of it is CRGO only. Because radiator division, we not still started commercial sales. And nanocrystalline was the negligible amount in this particular thing. And our presentation, it is mentioned.
Okay, sir. And sir, how much revenue can we expect to generate at the peak capacity from this copper conductor segment?
Somewhere around 150 to 200 crores. That depends on the pricing of the copper. If we take the today's price, it must be somewhere around 200 to 220 crores. But we have to count from 50 to 200 because copper prices are very volatile. Volatile.
Okay, sir. And sir, last question. And like the company has the capacity of around 36,000 metric tons for CRGO and 7,200 for radiators. So what is the total capacity for this nanocrystalline and amorphous core?
Nanocrystalline is, as I said, it has lots of geometries. So it's not in quantity, but the plant what we have put can fetch the revenue of around 50 crores. That is the space and the machine what we have right now procured.
And what about the amorphous core segment?
It must be the line what we have right now can make around 500 metric ton per annum. That is what is the amorphous core.
Okay, sir. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Vandit Dharamshi from Antara Growth Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. First question is on copper business. What kind of payback period are we looking at in terms of return on capital employed?
Vandit ji, if I am investing around 25 to 30 crores, and if I do turnover of 150 or 200 crores, and with the minimum margin of, say, 4%, then 4 years to four and 4 to 5 years is the payback period of the copper plant.
Understood, sir. And in this first half, the increase in employee cost is with regard to the ramp-up that we see in the second half?
See, new unit, we have already appointed the lots of people because we have to make the lots of policies and all those things. So all the nanocrystalline plant, radiator plant, and the CRGO plant, employees have been appointed since long. Now they are in work. So that's what employee cost has been increased.
Understood, sir. And last one on receivable.
It is the most essential. If we go to the market today to get the manpower, we cannot get it. So we have to hire them well in advance.
Understood, sir. And last one on receivable days, sir. I think there has been slight increase in receivables. Is that the normal level we would work with?
Yeah. Receivable slightly increased because your turnover has been increased.
Okay. Thank you so much. Wishing you all the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Miten Shah, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. So thanks for giving the opportunity and congratulations on for a good set of numbers. So my first question would be, if you see our peers, basically, I'm talking about the other two listed peers primarily. If I have to see, they are basically also into the, manufacturing of transformers as well, to give that backward integration because the CRGO consists almost 30% of the transformer. I mean, why are we not thinking in the same line? Obviously, every business is different. Everyone's, but why are we going into this particular field?
Sir, basically, those who are making transformers and they are doing transformer laminations, I have seen lots of people, they don't count these two businesses differently. And when they go to the market to get the transformer order, they just pass on the benefit of CRGO to their customers. They consider that the transformer lamination is their ancillary and raw material, first. Second thing, if tomorrow I'll make the transformer and I'll go to the selling of transformer, where then my next share, my customer will be there to sell his transformer. And then if I'll go to sell transformer lamination to him, he will not buy from me. So making transformer and if I have to do transformer, my company as a transformer ancillary, my first rule should be that I will not enter into the transformer. If I will enter into the transformer, lots of customer will not give me any order for the transformer.
Got it. Appreciate that. And second thing, you know, I would just like to know, if the CRGO prices decreases, that also decreases our sales or the margins? I'm not able to understand it properly. And how is that? I mean, if it increases, then what happens? And if it decreases, then what happens?
Sir, if you go by percentage-wise, your numbers will remain same in percentage-wise. And a top line will reduce. So you have to increase the quantum to maintain your top line. And that's why, see, from the very first day, if you see my commentary, I kept on saying that our aim is to reach to this level. We count on CRGO, but we never count on nanocrystalline core, radiator, and all those another ancillary product. Our main figure is this with the CRGO. If CRGO price remain same, then our figure, main figure, top figure will be more. If that reduce, that all other product will compensate that top line. But the bottom line has to be in similar line, what we are giving right now. Our main agenda is that we will progress, we will reach to our goal. It might be 6 months, 8 months plus or minus, but our top line goal we will achieve and our bottom line we will not compromise with that.
Got it. And we targeted around 600 crores revenue, in the previous con call. Will we still achieve it with the same margins as we expected, around 10 to 11%? Or we exceed or...
So my point, right? Because now the price has gone down, that 600 crores might be plus or minus 10-15%. Not plus, it might be on minus side. But definitely, we will not compromise with the bottom.
Understood. I really appreciate and I must really congratulate because I have been seeing the peers, the margin pressure what they have seen and the way we have done it, it is really commendable and really appreciate that and thanks a lot for giving the opportunity. Wish you all the best again.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Hardik Gandhi from HPMG Shares and Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, sorry to this one thing. On the power side, I remember we did speak about putting our solar power
plant. Lots of voice and I'm not able to hear you clearly.
Sorry, is it better?
Now it's better, yeah.
Yeah, so on the power side, we were, are we planning to put any solar plant or any cost saving measures?
Yeah, we will once this January month will come, we will install the solar plant.
What will be the size or the savings from it?
Yeah. That we will install whatever the government permission is there till the full eligibility, we will install the solar plant.
Okay. And the capex for the same will be roughly how much in like if the government permits?
If I will give to some contracting agency, capex will be somewhere around 2.5 crore. But we are planning to do it by ourselves to learn how to implement the solar plant.
Okay, perfect. All the best. Thank you. That's it.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will take that as our last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Nilesh Patil for closing comments.
Thank you all for being part of our conference call and for actively participating in the call. We appreciate your support and trust in us. We hope we have been able to address most of your queries. In case of further queries, you may reach out to our investor relations advisor, Stellar Investor Relations. Thank you. Have a good day.
On behalf of PhillipCapital India Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.